Arizona's news station, KTAR News 92.3 FM. Now, continuing coverage of the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, with Mac and Gatos.
Unfortunately, we're talking about another school shooting. It happened earlier today. 10 dead, 10 injured. Santa Fe High School, 30 miles southeast of Houston, Texas. One person is in custody. He is called the shooter. A second person has been detained. Let's talk now to ABC News correspondent in Santa Fe, Texas, Jim Ryan. Jim, thanks for joining us. How did this all start?
Well, like so many of these things do, students are just settling in for the day at about 8 o'clock in the morning. In an art class, specifically, according to one witness, just sitting down at their desks, preparing to do some graduation rehearsals, some other activities, when a student, a 17-year-old, walked into that classroom, pulled out a shotgun, and opened fire, killing, as you point out, 9 students, 1 teacher, wounding nearly a dozen others. I think the original number was 13. Some have been treated now. Initially, according to police, his postings on social media suggest that he intended to take his own life after the shooting, but either lost his courage or changed his plan. But suffice it to say, he put down the 2 guns that he had, the shotgun and the .38, and surrendered to the police.
So did he go to this art class on purpose? Was his first stop. Was there a reason that he went there?
It's unclear whether he knew anyone in that class, whether he had a vendetta against someone there. We just don't know. Or whether this was just sort of a random incident. Senator John Cornyn, just a few minutes ago, the senator from Texas, the senior senator, said that social media suggests that there were things that he put out there that could have been caught by others and might have prevented this happening.
We're talking to Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent. He's at the site of the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. 10 people killed at a Texas high school today. So we've got this one 17-year-old in custody, and we've got a second person detained. What can you tell us about the person in custody and the second person detained?
Well, I suspect that other person has been questioned and released. We haven't heard anything about a second person being charged with anything as yet. All we know is about the 17-year-old who, in fact, has been or is being arraigned this afternoon on this capital murder charge. The other person, it may be one of these fog of war kinds of situations where someone who seems like there's a connection might not have a connection. We don't know that yet, but we do know that the gunman, at least, according to police, is in custody.
And what do we know about the gunman? Can you share anything that you've learned since we've listened to ABC News at the top of the hour?
Yeah, well, since then, the arraignment has happened. We know that much. He was active in the Greek Orthodox Church. He was in the dance organization that church ran. He also had been part of the athletic teams or an athletic program here at Santa Fe High School. Beyond that, there's just not much else that's been said about him in terms of what his background was. His parents apparently were immigrants, and his father owned or does own a ship rebuilding or ship refinishing business. This is an interesting community. It's a lot of agriculture, a lot of farms and ranches, but right along the Texas coast, there's a lot of marine activity here too, and so that's pretty much what we know about the whole family.
Jim Ryan is in Santa Fe, Texas. He's joining us on KTAR. 10 people killed at the Texas high school today. So they found a bunch of explosives and bombs and stuff, right? Were they inside the school?
They were, if not inside the school, they were there on the campus. We've been told about a Molotov cocktail, and also there was a C4 kind of explosive. That suggests to investigators that there was some planning, some depth of planning that went into this. It wasn't just a spur of the moment to grab a gun and go. We're talking about something that apparently did take some planning, take some coordination, if not with someone else, then at least learning how to put these things together.
What type of guns were used, and didn't his father own the guns?
He did. That's what we're told, that these 2 guns, a .38 and a shotgun, were owned by his father. They were illegally owned by his father. But his son, the 17-year-old, had no business having them, had no legal right to be carrying these guns. So now the question becomes, how did the 17-year-old get hold of the guns? The lieutenant governor of Texas is urging gun owners now to lock their gun cabinets up, make sure that their kids don't have access to them.
Jim, last one. You've covered several school shootings. I'm certain more than you'd
can't
like
count
to
them anymore.
Yeah, you can't count them anymore. So when you go and you get the phone call, there's another school shooting, and you've got to hop on a plane and go. I mean, when you get there, are there similarities? What's different? What is it like to have to show up at a school where you know children just lost their lives? It's got to be tough.
Well, interesting. Yeah, it is. And I think there's almost a pattern, a bell curve of emotions that people are facing in a town like this. In every case, you'll hear them say, I never thought this could happen in my town, and now it's happened in my town. And everyone feels almost immune from this sort of thing happening at all. And they're willing to talk. It's almost a catharsis for them in the early hours, early days after something like this. And then weariness starts to set in, and a sense of the reality of what's happened here. The funerals begin, and people feel angry. And this is a life-changing event for this community.
Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent in Santa Fe, Texas. Jim, thank you so much again. We appreciate it.
All right, there he goes,
yeah,
Jim Ryan.
I think you kind of nailed it with Jim. He has covered a ton of school shootings, and he blurted out, I don't count anymore. I can't count them anymore.
It's not the way it should be.
Right. It is just too ubiquitous now that we talk almost every month about some kind of mass shooting, and a mass shooting defined as more than three people in a certain place.
Yeah.
Today, we're talking about a school mass shooting with 10 people dead and 10 people who are in the hospital wounded. And once again, it comes down to one guy, one person.
Right.
What's the motivation, and why is it a teenager? Don't know yet. But again, you're going to have these politicians and these other people who will say, you know, it's about mental health, it's about gun rights, it's about whatever. And nothing will really get done except we mourn as a country. The president has already announced flags at half staff in mourning. And it'll die down. It'll die down in the next couple of days. We're going into the weekend. This is a Friday, so we're going into the weekend. And one could happen next week. One could happen next month. But nothing seems to really get done because – well, you know what? I don't know why it doesn't get done, because you have all kinds of things that could get done. There is no easy answer here.
No.
Why does a kid, and this is what struck me from what Jim told us, why is a kid who's active in the Greek Orthodox Church, who was on a sports team, who seemed to enjoy school, now we may learn something totally different. Usually it's the kids who don't do anything, don't like being at school, are always picked on. They're not engaged in any kind of activity. How come this kid decides to shoot up his school?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Friday's deadly school shooting in Texas is the 41st school shooting of the year.
Of the year. And we're almost halfway through the year.
So the organization, this nonprofit that puts these numbers together, we have to keep in mind, defines a school shooting as any time a firearm discharges a live round inside a school building or on a school campus or grounds. So in other words, this count of 41 also includes attempted suicides, completed suicides, or an accidental discharge of a firearm.
Yeah.
So when I say 41, it doesn't mean that
there was
41
death involved.
Incidents,
yeah,
like today have happened.
Yeah.
But it's still 41 incidents, and a lot of these incidents are the same. And you know what? Our government has accepted that it's normal, and they're not going to do anything. And they haven't done anything, and they won't do anything. And I say this until it's nauseating for people, and I will say it until they tell me I can't talk on the radio again. Never count on Washington, D.C. to fix any problem. Don't count on the president. Certainly don't count on Congress. I don't care what side of the aisle you like. They're never going to get anything done. You can never count on them. So you have to do it yourself, either as a parent, a school board,
a teacher.
Yeah. Because if you're waiting, Obama couldn't do anything.
Right.
And Trump has been in office a year and a half, 2 years, whatever. He can't do anything. Congress has been, you know, most of the people in Congress, they've been there forever. They simply don't care enough to do something.
They're just cashing the check.
That's it. So you just cannot rely on the people that you elect to get something done about this. This is a national crisis. And we're here all the time talking about it.
Yeah.
And it isn't getting any better.
And I said it earlier that the name of the shooter changes, the location changes, and the death count changes.
Right.
That's about it. Mm. For a lot of these shootings, it's the same story.
Right.
And it's just way too common.
And just wait. Wait for all the red flags. You'll see it all this weekend.
Right.
There'll be a million red flags, and we'll ask the question Monday.
Right.
Why didn't they catch this guy? Why didn't they catch the Parkland guy?
Why didn't anybody intercede? Why didn't anybody say anything?
Right.